Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Bonner, and I thank you for tuning in today. I want to take just a moment to invite your attention to some scriptures before we get started. If you get your Bible or take some notes, we're going to go to the book of Matthew, the book of Luke, and basically those two books today, and the book of Romans. And so Bible Baptist Church is located about 2.5 miles north of Selah High School on Selah Loop Road, physical address 20, that's 20 Tibling Road in Selah. Our phone number is 509-697-8895. I'd like to invite you out to our country church where we sing the old-time hymns of the faith. Sunday night, we pray together as a family, and we preach the gospel, and it's a very friendly church. So we'd love to have you come on out and pay us a visit. And so Sunday morning, Bible class and Sunday school is at 10 a.m., where we have a class for all ages. We have a Bible class, Bible study for adults, 11 a.m., our morning preaching service, Sunday night at 6 p.m., Wednesday night, Bible study and prayer meeting at 7 p.m. And so we want to invite you to come out and pay us a visit. Well, listen, open in your Bibles today, if you would, to Matthew chapter 3. Something that I'd love to share with you today, and I find oftentimes is missing in the preaching. You go back years ago and you look at the churches that were built of various denominations on preaching the gospel, the blood of Christ, and so on and so forth. But in Matthew chapter 3, here's the ministry of John the Baptist. In verse 1 of Matthew 3, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, verse 2, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so John the Baptist came on the scene. He's the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came and he preached, repent. I'm going to talk about repentance this morning. But turn over to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. Jesus is on the scene and he is preaching. And this is after he's tempted of the devil. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's preaching the same message that John the Baptist preached. Let me sidetrack a little bit. John the Baptist is New Testament. John the Baptist's father was a priest, and John the Baptist is the forerunner of Christ. And he comes and he preaches and lays the foundation for Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. But Jesus preached repentance, and so did John the Baptist. What does repentance mean? You know, there's some people who believe in this easy believism that all you got to do is, yes, you pray, you do this, this. Listen, we want to pray to ask Jesus to come into our heart and save us. A true sign of someone believing and trusting in Christ is the changed life. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So they preach repentance. Jesus preached it. John the Baptist preached it. And I want to go over to Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3 as we go over and we search the scriptures for what we believe. We want to search the Bible for what it teaches. So I want you to look over to Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. And here the Word of God says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so here, I'm going to back up to verse 1. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish. Listen, unless you repent of your sins, you'll not get to heaven. Unless you repent of your sins, you'll burn in hell for all eternity. Jesus paid for your sins on the cross of Calvary. And if you do not accept his sacrifice on the cross, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, you will spend all of eternity paying for your sins that Jesus already paid for on the cross. But if you do not receive him as Savior, in essence, you have rejected his payment for your sin. Jesus said, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now I want to go over here to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. We were in Matthew earlier, but go back to Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 17. The Bible said, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And so, repent. And so John preached it, Jesus preached it, and so Jesus said, "Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And so, have you repented of your sins? I meet a lot of people who will say they're going to heaven because they go to church or they were baptized. And turn to Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. People will say, "I'm going to heaven because I was married in such and such a church. My parents or grandparents were buried in the cemetery next to the church." Listen, none of those things, none of those things will save your soul. But my friends, it's repenting of your sin and trusting in Jesus Christ. So in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" Listen, when we realize what a wonderful, loving, and kind God that we have, the goodness of God leads to repentance. Listen, there is no good in evil. There is no good in sin. There is no good in drunkenness. There is no good in drugs. There is no good in immorality. But there is good in God, and the goodness of God leads thee to repentance. Now, Luke chapter 3 and verse number 8, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." He said, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Fruit, that's, you go out in the orchards and you see apple trees. Well, you expect the apple tree to grow apples. You expect the peach tree to grow peaches and so on, to grow fruit. The Christian is to produce fruit. It's to allow the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of the Spirit within your soul and heart. It's also the fruit of the righteous, Proverbs says. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. We're to win other people to the Lord Jesus Christ. But he tells us here, he tells us here in the Bible in Luke chapter 3 and verse number 8, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance." There should be a change in your life. And I run into so many people that say they're saved and they still do drugs or they drink. They're living in immorality and they have not repented of their sin. You say, "Preacher, are you judging?" No, it's discernment. If a person has changed and they've repented of their sins, they should turn from their sins. And the Bible said repentance toward God, do an about face, turn from sin toward God. I run into people that will say, "I was raised in church. I was baptized. My parents went to church. I've done this and that and the other." That is not repentance. That is not salvation. The Bible said repent. Jesus preached repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance. The Apostle Peter preached repentance. And I've run into preachers that they don't believe in preaching repentance. The Bible teaches it. And so we're to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. When I repented of my sin, I took all my booze and I poured it down the toilet. I got rid of all my tobacco and I quit doing other things that I should not be doing. I got rid of them and I quit doing them. There was a change in my life. Did I become spiritual all of a sudden? No, but there was a change. And then God began to work in my heart and life to make the necessary changes in my life and to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to grow in grace and to grow in faith. But there must be repentance. And oh, how I see people that they want to go to church and they think it's a Band-Aid. You know, a little kid falls down and gets a boo-boo and you put a little Band-Aid on it with a little Mickey Mouse or whatever kids like today, or Frozen or whatever. They've got that on there. And the kid feels so good because they got this little cartoon character on their Band-Aid, on their boo-boo. Listen, a lot of people think, "I'm going to go to church. Yes, I went to church. I tried this religion thing and it didn't help." They're looking for a Band-Aid approach. They're looking for a quick fix. Listen, it takes time to grow in grace and grow in faith. It takes time to grow as a Christian. Salvation is instantaneous. But if you want to be saved, you need to come to the Lord and repent of your sins and say, "God, I am sorry for my sins. God, forgive me of my sins and wash them away. And Jesus, come into my heart and save me." What can wash away my sins? The Bible said, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. It's not the waters of baptism. It's never washed away a sin. There's so many churches out there deceiving people. They're baptizing people, telling you that will save your soul. Baptism ain't never saved a soul, and it never will. There are people who think, I got to go to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments, by keeping the law. The law has never saved a soul. If you're depending on your baptism and keeping the law to get to heaven, you'll burn in hell as sure as you're sitting there standing there. If you're trusting in your good works or your religion or your church membership to get you to heaven, you'll burn in hell for sure. The only way to heaven is to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is repentance. It's the blood of Christ that washes away our sin, and there must be repentance. To be so sorry for our sin that we turn from our sin and we turn toward the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, have you repented of your sin? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you believed? Wherever you're at right now, would you bow your head if you're not saved, you're not sure you're saved, and plead with the Lord and say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins, and dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Would you do that? Would you believe? Would you receive Him as your Savior? Would you let the Holy Spirit make those changes in your life, the fruits that are worthy of repentance, the fruits that should be produced in your life after you've prayed to get saved, if you really, truly meant it? Contact me at 509-697-8895, and I will send you some follow-up materials to help you in your newfound Christian life. Listen, till next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.